In the final presentation for mutual funds, we said that you really need to take a long-term perspective because stock investing is inherently volatile. Bonds, not so much, but they go up and down too, as we'll learn as we continue on in the semester. But let's take a look at this, the benefit of time graph. And this is the sample mutual fund that we discussed in the last presentation of Chapter 4 on mutual funds. It shows what would happen if you simply held on to your money for 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, and then 10 years. If we just held on to our money for 1 year, it turns out there's about a one-third chance that we're going to lose money. Because first of all, we got to pay that upfront fee, that sales commission, and that's included in this graph. And then any 1 year, there's a likelihood that the stock market will go down with about a 33% chance or a 25% chance. Every 1 in 3 years, 1 in 4 years, the stock market goes down. Now, it's not 1, 2, 3 up and then 1 down. It doesn't work that way. Sometimes it goes up for 10 years in a row and then goes down to 2 or 3 years in a row. And so what happens when we just simply extend our time horizon to 3 years? It goes from a 1 in 3 chance down to about a 1 in 7 chance. It drops more than half the risk of losing money. And then if we extend our time period to 5 years, it drops again in half to about a 1 in 12, 13 chance. Yes, the benefit of time. And with this particular mutual fund, if we held our money for 10 years, there's never been a 10-year period where we lost money. Now, that's not true of the market as a whole in the 2000s, the 2000 to 2009. Wait, yeah, 1999 to 2009, the market lost money. Not much, but it still lost money. But not this particular mutual fund. And I'm not trying to just sell you this mutual fund. There are others that are very good also. But this is an example of the benefit of time. Keep a long-term perspective. And again, think, when the market goes down, I am getting a good deal. I'm buying more shares at a lower price. And if the market doesn't come back up, it means something seriously wrong with our economy and capitalism, and your mutual fund in your Roth IRA will be the last thing that you're worried about. Okay? Keep a long-term perspective. We will return to this issue, this idea, this theme, time and again. See ya!